your listening pleasure, Private Ear Audio Theater opens the vault and lights up with The Smoker.
Heed my warning, villains. Crime is Satan's henchmen. Heed the smoker.
The makers of Camelot cigarettes proudly present another spellbinding tale of justice at the hands of the smoker. Deep within the heart of uncharted Arabia, Lambert Prince, dashing young editor of the Daily Beacon, stumbled upon the fabled gardens of Babylon. Here he learned to roll a cigarette whose secret ingredients transform him from flesh and blood to living smoke. Today he haunts the city streets, aided by his feisty star reporter Virginia Dale, waging a relentless war on crime as the Smoker. Tonight's drama, Dead Man's Hand.
Give that poor typewriter a rest, will you, Virginia?
It'll rest when I'm done with this story. It's hot, Lambert. Real gold, metal, blue, ribbon jazz. You get me?
I get that it's 9 o'clock on a Friday night. You're usually living it up by now, spritzing your orchids, you know, feeding the cat.
You're the dope with the Playboy repute. What's your excuse?
It's that new copy girl. What's her name?
Evelyn.
Yeah, Greenhorn doesn't know a bus from a byline, so I'm stuck holding the bag.
Oh, I'm on the final paragraph now.
How am I supposed to be charming and chipper for the yacht club tomorrow if I'm up all night playing copy girl?
Oh, listen to yourself. While you harp about the yacht club, there's people barely getting by.
Has this got anything to do with your story?
The class divide in big city. The elephant on the street corner begging for change.
Yeah, rich getting richer, poor getting poorer. If I didn't know you any better, I'd think you were a commie.
It's no joke, Lambert. But you wouldn't know because you've never struggled a day in your life.
You think it's easy hobnobbing with dippy dandies and sailing duds?
Well, you don't look too bothered when you return from your weekend retreats.
That's because I have Edna Hart to keep me company.
Oh, is that the late Windsor Hart's wife?
Yes, and because he used to be the president of the yacht club, there's nothing anyone can say when she gets honest.
Oh, which is how you like her.
You'd like her too. Of all the socialites dressed like sailors, Edna's the only one with a mouth to match. How's that story coming?
The last page is caught on something. This typewriter always jams up.
Right, let me see.
Get away.
No, I'll help you. It's
no,
stuck.
I swear,
you
Lambert,
tug
you touch this sheet, no, and
I'm going to rip it.
No, don't. Answer the phone.
Oh.
You know how to answer a phone, don't you?
Yes, I would, but who would be calling at 9 o'clock?
Ah, maybe it's a repairman.
Daily Beacon, don't shoot the messenger.
Mr. Prince.
That's me. I think it's the copy girl.
Evelyn.
Thank goodness you're still there.
I owe it all to you.
I'm so scared. There are these men, these toughs from a bar, and they followed me home, and they're trying to break down my door.
Easy. How do you know these men? Why'd they follow you?
There's no time for that now. Please come help me. I'm in room 1610 at the Willamaster Hotel.
1610 Willamaster Hotel. I'm on my way.
Hurry there.
Virginia.
Oh, it's Evelyn. She's in trouble. You stay here, away from the action.
Thanks. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Don't forget your coat.
Fifteen floors, an out-of-service elevator. Next time I go for a climb like this, I'm bringing a Sherpa. Now, where's that doll's room? 1610. 1608, 1609. Here we are, 1610. There's the door, but I don't see any toughs breaking in, that's for sure. Probably got bored and went home, which is precisely what I'm doing as soon as I give fair Evelyn a piece of my mind. Evelyn? Evelyn, it's Lambert Prince. Open up. Open up already, doll. No answer. This whole thing's fishier than Blackbeard's breakfast. I got half a mind to turn on my heel and ditch this doll, but if she's in trouble, I'll never forgive myself. All right, Lambert, do the right thing and get in there. Locked, of course. Well, I was hoping to put my best foot forward, but I guess I'll have to settle for my shoulder. There. Evelyn? That's funny. This place doesn't look lived in at all. No blinds on the windows. What it lacks in furniture, it makes up for in dust and cobwebs. Awful dark, too. I'll just pop on the lights here.
Good of you to drop in, Mr. Prince.
Evelyn, I didn't recognize you without your makeup.
Come with me and don't make trouble.
Hold on just a minute. What's going on here? Where's Evelyn?
There's a car out front, bub. Come on.
I can hail a cab. Now, if it's all the same to you, I'll just go out the way I came in.
Then you gotta go through me.
Ah, another one. Evelyn didn't mention she lived with Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Grab him, Terry!
No.
Hey, watch the Tweed. I'm warning you, I won't go quietly.
Well, I'll make you quiet!
What happened? Where am I? Can't see a thing. Those thugs knocked me out cold. I'm tied to a chair. I can't move. Sweet Georgia Brown, my jacket's gone. My silver cigarette case was in there. Why, without my smokes, I can't...
Can't what, Mr. Prince? Unwind after a solid thrashing?
Who are you? What's going on?
Oh, you're finally up! Or tied down. Yeah, I'm sorry about all this.
Untie me, you little squirt!
Slow down, Mr. Prince. Please, let me introduce myself. Well, I guess first... I'm called the Turtle.
The Turtle?
The Turtle.
The Turtle?
Yeah, like the amphibian. And now that I told you the who, here's the where. Outside the storage closet is Greenbacks, a friendly little bar in the Dock District, which, by the way, I'm running now.
You?
I took the position only recently, after our friend Big Willie Beluga got, is chandeliered a word? You went to prep school.
How do you expect me to believe a runt like you took over the pound?
Oh, don't be so surprised, Mr. Prince. It's a new era where brains count big, and even a short and bespectacled guy can have a chance at some of the action.
Huh, you're just lucky no one's cut you up for fish bait.
Look, let's move off of the sea-dwelling creatures for a second. Mr. Prince, unlike my predecessors, I'm a fan of full discretion, so here's the deal with what's going on. I brought you here because I know your secret. Yes, Mr. Prince, I know what you are, and I'm not, shall we say, blowing smoke. Now, if I were a common criminal...
Blowing smoke?
If I were a common criminal, I'd demand you pay me hush money the first of every month and leave it at that. But in the interest of fairness, I'm letting you, just as I let all my chosen few, play a monthly poker game to give you a chance to wriggle free from my web of extortion. Just bring the monthly hush money, get some chips, and whoever's got more chips at the end of the night wins. Either me, with your money, or you, with a ticket out of, having me collect every month.
Are you scheming shrimp?
Well, cool down, Mr. Prince. I'm being as fair as I can be under these circumstances. And fair isn't really the usual old modus operandi of those in my line of work, no. Tonight is your first game, and you have little choice unless you want the secret we share to graduate from just us to common knowledge.
Where's the game?
In the back room. Let's cut you loose, Mr. Prince. The other players are waiting.
Think your luck will be any better this month, Mrs. Hart?
Don't count your eggs on it, honey. I don't even know how to play this daffy game. Stick me in front of bridge column, then you're speaking my language.
You could always take lessons.
What for? My luck ran out when Windsor died. No, the only new trick left for this old dog to learn is playing dead.
Oh, pull up a chair, Mr. Prince.
Oh, look, his gnomeliness approaches.
Edna!
Lambert!
Don't tell me the Turtle's got something juicy on you.
Not me, my husband. Windsor might be remembered as a stingy, skirt-chasing drunk, but I'll be darned if I let some four-eyed short-stack add Bolshevik to that list.
You are, well, I won't be short-stacked for long. And how are you tonight, my lovely?
Ram it, Mr. Turtle!
I meant Contessa.
I told you, Turtle, I am not your lovely.
Isn't she funny? Shall we start the game?
I'm sick of this fool-headed game. If you're so stuck on fairness, why not just let us go?
Is it fair that you accumulated all this money while so many big city citizens live on the streets? The cards are not stacked, Mrs. Hart. There are four of each of them, two black and two red. No wilds, no jokers. I give you fairness. See, I'm the only one who gives fairness in this unfair life.
Are we ready, sir?
Oh, well then, good luck.
Texas Hold'em, no limits. 10 small, 20 big. Winner takes all. Turtle, You are left of the dealer, you start small.
With a chance to grow, right? Let the games begin.
I guess that makes me big.
I'm all in.
That was faster than normal, Mrs. Hart.
I suggest you do the same, Lambert.
I'll call, Mrs. Hart.
I'd like a real chance, and with these cards, I'd be a better guppy than a shark. I'll fold.
I have an ace of clubs and an eight of spades.
Not bad, not bad. I have two queens, hearts and spades.
And the flop. Ace of spades, three of clubs, ten of spades.
Aces beat queens. You're winning, Edna.
Eight of clubs.
Two pair. Edna, you're going to win.
I wouldn't count your eggs on it, Lambert.
She's right. Don't you, Lambert Prince, of all people, know that it's terrible luck?
What is?
Two aces and two eights, all black. It's the dead man's hand.
Who you calling a man?
It's a phrase, Edna, a figure of speech.
Well, I guess we'll see if you could cheat death then, huh?
And the river. Queen of diamonds. Turtle wins the hand.
Well, I tell you, Lambert, at least I don't have to worry about it for the rest of the month.
That must have been fixed. Dead man's hand, queen on the river. Contessa, let me see those cards.
Sure, Mr. Prince. But before you do, let me ask you this. Do you think I like doing this job? I hate poker. Every month I pray that you all win so I don't have to play dealer in this stupid game. Do you still want to see the cards?
Isn't she a riot? Please, let's continue. I trust you won't be so quick to the draw, Mr. Prince.
You know, Turtle, I don't mind this game. In fact, I read poker is good for the mind, keeps one alert.
Don't try to pull any tricks on me, Mr. Prince. I'll raise 50.
I'm not. It's just, well, it's that silver cigarette case. It's a family heirloom of sorts. My old man got it in the First World War. I'll call.
The flop. Eight of spades, six of clubs, queen of spades.
I'll check. Go on.
Well, that cigarette case means a lot to me, and while I like my money, I wouldn't mind playing a hand or two against that next month in exchange for the case. I'll raise 100.
I'd advise you to focus on the game rather than your possessions. I'll fold on this one.
Hand goes to Mr. Prince.
Well, we'll just see where the night takes us, shall we?
Oh, Lambert, darling, where have you gone to? This old thing's fishier than Sinbad's supper. Why, I bet there weren't any thugs at Evelyn's pad to begin with. I know how a young girl thinks. Invite the boss up for a late-night rendezvous. Well, it's a quarter past midnight, and while he's rubbing knees with the copy girl, I'm stuck in the office with a surefire prize-winning story and a gummed-up typewriter. I won't take it a minute more. I'll ring up those two and give them what the works.
Call, please.
Operator, get me the Wilhelm Astor Hotel.
Thank you. Ringing the Wilhelm Astor Hotel presently.
Come on.
The Wilhelm Astor Hotel.
Yes, I'd like to speak to Evelyn Perry in room 1610.
Of course, madam. I'll connect you right away. Oh, dear.
What's the holdup?
Afraid there isn't anyone under that name staying in room 1610.
Well, who is?
Madam, there isn't anyone by any name staying in room 1610. It's undergoing renovation.
Oh! I knew that copy girl was bad news. Now, instead of necking, Lambert's up to his neck in it. Oh, it chaps me to do this, but it's the only way I know just what he's into.
Your call, please.
Bidwell 70105.
Thank you. Ringing Bidwell 70105 presently.
Come on. Come on, wake up. Wake up.
Hello?
Commissioner Winston?
Who is this?
Commissioner, it's Virginia Dale.
Miss Dale, since when do you have my home number?
I need your help.
What's the matter?
Well, that's just it. I don't know.
Hold on. Yeah, Rosie? It's nobody, baby. Get back to bed. Well, it sounds like a woman's voice because it is a woman's voice. Yeah, Virginia Dale, the reporter. I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
You better make this quick, Miss Dale.
I need you to look up an Evelyn Perry in your criminal records.
Oh, is that the criminal records?
Tonight?
Right away.
Oh, I can't do that. It's past midnight.
Please, Commissioner. It's Lambert. I think he's in a deep.
Let me get this straight. You want me to tell my wife I'm going to the station because a young lady reporter needs my help checking on the records for someone I never even heard of?
That's about the size of it.
Rosie, come over here, baby. You can tell her yourself.
I told you, Lambert, you should have got out of this early. Would have saved us both hours of time.
Game's not over yet.
It won't last much longer with your puny stack of chips.
Mrs. Hart, what better do you have to do with your time?
Anything's better than this, pipsqueak. Watching poker is about as much fun as waxing my leggies.
Ready, boys?
Call, Mr. Prince.
I'll call.
Good. I'll check. If you will, Contessa.
The flop. Two of hearts, king of spades, king of hearts.
Oh, what I would do for a king. I'll raise 10.
And I'll see your 10. If you will, Contessa.
Five of clubs.
Kings and fives. Only a fool would play on that hand. I'll check.
Then I'm a fool. All in.
Risky. But I think you're banking on luck rather than skill. I'll call.
Two pair, kings and twos.
Full house, kings and fives. Do you really think I'm that bad at this game?
Hand and game go to the turtle.
Mr. Prince, I'd advise you to learn some patience. Slow and steady always wins the race.
Very subtle, turtle.
So long, gentlemen. I'd say it's been a pleasure, but then I'd have to say the same for food poisoning and root canals.
Yeah, I'll see you next month, Mrs. Hart. Contessa, before Mr. Prince leaves, would you please give him his cigarette case? No hard feelings, of course.
Say, what's the idea?
One cigarette case for Mr. Prince.
Hey, you see? Fairness. I'm really a nice guy, Mr. Prince. I wish you would understand that.
And Turtle, before you said you knew my secret.
I do.
You said you knew what I was.
A figurehead, Mr. Prince. That's what you are. You're the editor of the Daily Beacon by name, sure, but it's Virginia Dale who has all the chops. I even have proof. A draft of an article you wrote with her revisions all over it.
You got me, Turtle.
Then why are you smiling?
I was just thinking of how much fun it'll be to beat you next month.
Bill, Terry, kindly take Mr. Prince and show him out.
Come on, bub.
Hey, Terry, did the boss just tell us to show him out or... throw him out.
Gee, I don't know, Bill.
Whoa. Now, fellas.
I'm pretty sure he said throw him out.
Yeah.
Hey, watch the tweed. Yeah, watch the tweed.
Alley-oop.
Just a moment. But first, the queen of Camelot cigarettes, Guinevere!
Come and wind with Camelamelamelot. It's refined, designed to ease your mind. So try.
Camelot Cigarettes presents the second act of The Smoker.
Feels like I've been wandering out here for days. I've never seen this part of the dock district before. Sweet Georgia peach, it's chilly. I'd be a whole lot warmer if the turtle's thugs hadn't tossed me into that puddle. Now I'm freezing, lost, soaked to the bone and covered in sludge. What I wouldn't do for a measly dime. There's a payphone right over there.
Ah! Oh!
I'm sorry, I wasn't looking.
Yes, well, I'd suggest you spend less time muttering to yourself and watch your step.
Yeah, I guess. Ruth? Ruth St. John Havisham?
Do I know you?
It's me, Lambert Prince, from the Yacht Club.
Lambert? Oh, no. Lambert is handsome and showers. Now, if you'll excuse me...
Wait, Ruth, you gotta believe me. I'm just a little roughed up at the moment. All I need is enough change to make a phone call.
You'll waste it all on whiskey and cards, knowing your sort.
Don't you recognize me? We had drinks at the club only a week ago.
A vagrant trying to pass for Lambert Prince. Oh, I must tell him all about this at the retreat.
All right, Ruth, you made me do this. Listen up, chucklehead.
Ah, unhand me!
You got me. I'm not Lambert Prince, okay? I just tell people I am for the free handouts. And now that you know I'm a sham, you leave me no choice.
Please don't hurt me. Here, take it. Take it all.
Now out of my sight. All for a lousy phone call.
Your call, please.
Get me Virginia Dale at the Daily Beacon.
Thank you. Ringing the Daily Beacon presently.
Lambert, is that you?
Virginia, thank heavens.
It's 3 a.m. Where have you been?
The Dock District. Long story. What I want to know is, how's Evelyn tied up in all this?
Well, get this. I did a little research, and it turns out Evelyn isn't even her real name.
And what is?
Veronica Scrapples. Apparently, she's had dozens of jobs over the past couple years working for all the bigwigs in town.
Is Edna Hart one of those bigwigs?
How'd you know?
Listen, you gotta tell me where I can find Evelyn.
Veronica.
Either one. Just tell me where she is.
Well, her last known address was in a rundown boathouse on the south side of the docks.
I'd better investigate. She could be in trouble.
She is trouble, if you ask me.
Well, I didn't. And no bird like Evelyn.
Veronica.
No bird like her could ever come up with a plan this devious. There's someone else pulling the strings. It's time the smoker paid a visit to a certain hard-shelled gangster.
Lambert, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'll explain later. Now it's the smoker's turn to flip the turtle on his back.
Yeah, tomorrow I'm taking the kids to the lake house.
That sounds awful fun, boss.
Yeah, you and Terry should bring up a couple girls sometime, Bill.
What's wrong with just us?
Nothing. Hey, what's that smell? Is something burning in the kitchen?
That smell signals the end of your time in crime, turtle.
Hey, Bill, Terry, clear out the bar, huh? It's closing time anyway.
Sure, boss. All right, you heard the turtle.
So, the smoker. What were you saying?
I'm saying your crime racket mirrors your moniker. They're both going extinct.
Well, I beg to differ.
Oh?
Oh, yes. See, I have two things I can assure you of, my friend. One, I've got too many pals on the force to make anything you throw at me stick. And two, I'm not the worst big city can do for a gangster.
You certainly don't intimidate me.
If you need intimidation, take a gander at my ledgers. My files filled to the brim with dirt on everyone in the city. You think money makes the world go round? Silence keeps us on our axis. And it's when little birds peep that the ground shakes beneath us. You should be glad I took over the docks from Big Willy Beluga. Even a fast and loose vigilante like yourself must notice the decreasing violence in the dock district, that even in the void of a crime lord's demise, things didn't get too ugly.
You're a lesser evil, Turtle. Nothing more.
If I'm any breed of evil, I'd go with necessary.
Well, I can't bring you down in a day, Turtle, but your fall is coming. I'll let this be the final hand of our game for now. But first, you must release 2 of your chosen few from your monthly blackmail scheme.
So, you know about that, huh? I'm sorry, Smoker, but that just isn't fair. This is my bar, my thugs, you're in my district. Why should I bend over for you?
Do you know the temperature smoke is able to reach, Turtle? With hardly a thought, I could spread across the ceiling and set off your entire sprinkler system. That would cause a lot of damage. Upset your patrons.
So what? I can afford it.
But suppose I came here and did the same thing tomorrow night. And the night after that.
Then I'd disconnect the sprinkler system.
And I'd report the fire code violation and have your bar shut down.
I'm impressed, Smoker. Sincerely. You're truly starting to understand fairness. I needed an incentive to comply with your request, and you provided one.
Then comply!
Which of my chosen few are they?
Edna Hart. She's got no one to look out for her.
Done.
And, Lambert Prince. That little rich boy will flip when he hears the hero he smears in his rags saved him from a knee-high pencil neck like you.
Drat, I was looking forward to our second game.
I wouldn't worry, Turtle. Our game has only begun.
Well, everyone's out, boss.
Mind if we grab our nightly nightcap?
Sure, boys, go ahead. Tonight, though, I think I better join you.
Almost got it.
Be careful, Uncle Scrapple.
Don't you worry, Veronica. I've got everything under control. It won't be long now before the world's first propane power cigar cutter will be... Oh.
Uncle!
Veronica, kindly pick up my pinky. I'll get a needle and thread.
If you keep hurting yourself like this, we'll need to go to the hospital, Uncle. And you know we gotta keep a low profile.
We will keep a low profile for Veronica, but it was my inventions that got us into this mess, and by gum, it'll be my inventions that get us out of it.
If they don't kill you first...
Prince!
Evelyn, we need to talk.
You don't have to tell them anything, dear.
Unless you value your lives and freedom.
Why, you...
How'd you find us?
You were the only run-down boathouse on the South Docks that kept a light in the window for me. I appreciate it.
Oh, not at all. Wait a minute.
What do you want to know?
When did you two first get involved with the turtle?
Mr. Prince, please understand. It was many years ago, during the Depression, when my Uncle Scrapples fell on hard times. The gangster who ruled the docks back then, Big Willie Beluga.
He was off his rocker.
He was.
He offered Uncle Scrapples a big contract. He gave him a loan to start out the project, some kind of super weapon.
The most violent at everything I'd ever created was a rapid-fire pickle juicer. I was in over my head.
Finally, it got so that we owed him more than we could never hope to pay back.
Well, I needed his support to keep up my work.
When Big Willie died, the debt was transferred to the turtle, which is why I had to set you up, Mr. Prince. We had no choice. Please don't bring me in.
I'm not here to bring you in.
You're not?
Well, what do you plan to do? We'll do anything, raise the money to pay you back what you lost. It'll take some time.
No, Evelyn, you've suffered enough. I want to pay off your debt.
By Tycho Brahe Silver Nose, do you mean it?
It's not just charity work, Gramps. Once your debt is paid off, it'll send a message that it's possible to escape the turtle's endless racket. Give the people some hope on the docks.
Oh, Mr. Prince, I don't know what to say. After all I did to you, to repay us like this, it's just too kind.
Well, there is one more thing, Gramps. Do you have a first name, or should I just call you Uncle?
Bernie's the name. Bernie Scrapples, inventor extraordinaire.
Oh, we could use a man like you around the Daily Beacon.
You're offering me a job?
You create some of these marvelous inventions for me, Bernie, and you'll want for nothing till the day you die.
By gum, you're a saint, Mr. Prince. Let me get you some of my Accelero coffee. See, I've made a machine that can make coffee out of any house of
mine.
Well, am I rambling again? Sometimes I just do that. I tend to talk and talk. I just don't know when I'm talking.
That may just be the blood loss, Bernie. What say we go to the hospital and get that pinky sewn back on? Then it's off to the Daily Beacon.
Here's all the copy you wanted, Mr. Prince.
Thanks, Evelyn. That's fine.
Mr. Prince, I had a question.
Yeah?
Would you please call me Veronica from now on? This is a fresh start for me, and I'd like to do it with my real name.
Sure, Ev, Ev Veronica.
You really are a saint, Mr. Prince.
This office gets any more cutesy, I'm gonna puke. I'm warning you.
Lay off, will you, Virginia? I haven't slept in 24 hours.
Don't you have a yacht retreat to be at?
I'm canceling my membership.
Oh, but where will you hobnob with the dippy dandies and the sailing duds?
I rub elbows with big wigs all the time. My money's better used elsewhere.
One night on the street can really change a man. And speaking of change, where's my typewriter?
You were asleep at your desk when we came in. I gave it to Bernie to look at.
Bernie?
Here it is, all fixed.
Virginia, meet Bernie Scrapple.
It's fit as Nero's fiddle, Mrs. Dale.
It's Ms.
Oh, and here's Liz, too.
What's the confetti for, celebrating Lambert's safe return?
Oh, that isn't confetti. It's the paper that was stuck in your typewriter.
You mean
the last page of my story?
I managed to read some of it, too. Surefire prize-winning stuff.
Sorry, Virginia. Say, maybe you can write a story about my wild night in the Dark District.
Say, maybe you can shut up.
You have been listening to The Smoker, starring Jacob Troy with Katie Hartman as Virginia Dale. The Smoker is directed by Eli Taylor with music by Nehemiah Luckett and sound design by Ian Denio. Tonight's transcribed story was by Len B. Shintoff and was based on characters created by Wes Rhodes. In the cast were Daniel Kelly, Aviva Locker, Leah Rudick, and Owen Scott. Your announcer, Ross Wade.
No matter how the cards are cut, crime is a fool's game. Heed the Smoker.
All characters and places named are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons living or dead is purely coincidental. A production by Private Ear Audio Theater.